you think the restaurant must be struggling, so you leave them extra money. That's why in some places it's seen as offensive to tip.
And then when I wouldn't tip, because you just don't tip, I'm paying a lot for this meal, I felt like then I would get a dirty look, like, dude, we know you're American. You can't come here and not tip.
Yeah.
Americans have to tip here. Only Italians don't have to tip here. So, Dave, have you ever noticed any of those things? Shalom, brother.
Yes, shalom. I have noticed those things. There sometimes is a bit of a double standard on tipping. My, again, I'm against tipping. I just, like, price everything in and I'll decide if it's worth it, you know, and then it avoids all of these travel problems and cultural, you know, inconsistencies on tipping. That being said, I will play the game. I will look up what is expected in each country. And in some countries, it's like, nah, you just round up to the next dollar. OK. In some countries, it's like 5 to 10% max for good service, but not expected. And I just try to do what's expected. I agree. It's all horrifying. Now, I will say, my experiences in Italy were everybody wants a tip. There was once I stayed at a hotel on the Amalfi coast. And I think there were 6 different opportunities for tips. As soon as I pulled up in my rental car, someone came out and wanted the keys in order to park the car. So that was tip opportunity number 1. Tip opportunity number 2 was the person who insisted on bringing my luggage into the hotel. Tip number 3 was the person who insisted on bringing the luggage from the lobby up to my room. Tip number 4 was the person who came up to the room and insisted on giving me a full tour, including like how light switches and toilets work. It's like, I'm not Trump. I know how toilets work. I'm not going around thinking I have to flush them 10 to 15 times. And 5th opportunity for tipping was when you want the rental car, they put it in a lot where you could easily just walk into the lot and get it. But they get it for you. So it creates a 5th opportunity for leaving a tip. So it was tip crazy in Italy. You should have seen what was going on. All right. Great bonus show for you today. Just trust me. I won't even tease what's on today's bonus show. It's a good one.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WRCT.org on the web. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And this hour we've got Poor Bill. Yep, just Poor Bill. Little gospel tune from the 1930s and 40s. Clayton Hopkins as well joining us from 1960. The Jelly Roll Kings from down in and around Clarksdale, Mississippi, will be joining us as well. But first, let's hear from James Cotton. He recorded for Blind Pig Records for several releases. Here he is with his song called My Babe, of course. Nice cover. James Cotton coming up here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My baby. don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh, no, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh, no, she don't stand no fooling when she hot there.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht grad an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons und das was von so. Streichholz und Benzinkanister hielten sich für schlaue Leute, witterten schon fette Beute, riefen Krieg und wollten Macht. Man, wer hätte das gedacht, dass es einmal so weit kommt.
Oh, Strand, voller i mig den tungan. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Oh, Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Premier soir de Minas, avec lui je couche, mais au toit d'en perdant pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or. Premier soir de Minas, avec lui je couche.
Premier soir de Minas, avec lui je couche.
Il me serra si fort. La couchette en craquant, mais au toit d'en perdant pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or. Il me serre aussi fort que la couchette en craquant.
Il me serre aussi fort que la couchette en craquant.
La bonne femme vous écoute, entend tout ce bruit-là. La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas, mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
Si t'en meurs, et on t'enterrera, mais au toit d'en perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
On marque sur sa tombe, et mort en faisant ça, mais au toit d'en perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en perdons pas ça.
Sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
On marque sur sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
En faisant sa prière au pied de Saint-Nicolas. Mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me.
Help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you. Thank you. belong to another whose arms have grown cold. But I promise forever to have and to hold. I can never be free, dear, but when I'm with you, help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk in, for I mustn't want you, but darling, I
find us a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay.
I loved a girl
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy man, but he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman. and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love,
I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. With the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, I never felt more like singing a blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree.
woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Lord, preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. Tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. Wednesdays right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming WRCT.org.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just
just walk on by.
Wait on the corner.
I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town. Tonight we'll try to say goodbye again.
Goodbye.
But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by.
Wait on the corner.
I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by.
Wait on the corner.
I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. You have no way of knowing, but tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you hot, you hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Live it like you want to live it. Give it like you want to give it.
The sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We have not really talked about COVID for a while because it's become kind of background noise to so many people. Whether that's right or wrong, I'm not saying, but it has become background noise to a large share of the United States. But we're currently in the middle of a wave so massive that the real number of infections might be 500,000 infections per day already now. And you might say, well, but hold on a second, David, those aren't the official numbers right now. And you would be absolutely correct, but I'll explain. If you look at the official case numbers, you'll see that we're back up to about 100,000 cases per day. In fact, if I look at the absolute newest numbers, we're at about 99,500 cases per day. So call it 100,000 cases per day. But we're now at a point where there's just a ton of sort of like who cares around the country. And the belief is that we're capturing maybe only 1 out of 5 actual infections that we have. Now, remember, a case is you've got a positive test. An infection is someone has the virus, whether it shows up as a positive test or not. And there's a few different reasons that we are not capturing nearly all of the infections. Number one, many people are just no longer getting tested when they have symptoms. Oh, I've got symptoms. Yeah, it's probably COVID or not. I don't know, but I'm just staying home. Or maybe I'm not even staying home if you're less responsible or unable to. But that's an infection and it's not showing up as a case. That's first and foremost. Number two, we have a ton of people getting home tests. And these home tests, there's nothing magical. There's no Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or RFID in your home test. If you test positive on a home test and you don't report it anywhere, that also doesn't show up in the case numbers, even though it's an infection. And then thirdly, there's essentially no more testing of asymptomatic people going on. Very sparingly, there are places that are doing surveillance testing, meaning everybody gets tested on some period of time. Friends of mine and family who work in academic settings, some of them say, yeah, we get tested once a week or twice a week, just to keep the campus sort of in a regular testing mode, but that's basically gone away. And so asymptomatic people are essentially not showing up anywhere. And so to get the real number of infections, we have to multiply by roughly 5, says Dr. Eric Topol, who has a great Twitter on COVID stuff, and he's been a guest on this show, meaning that our 100,000 official cases per day probably means around 500,000 actual infections per day, which is just an incredible number. Now, the good news so far is that if we look at deaths, deaths continue to decline. And we typically believe there's about a 3 or 4 week delay from when cases increase before you see an increase in deaths. And it's been 2 months of increasing cases and deaths continue to decline, now down technically below the level of flu deaths in the United States, in the sense that if in the average, oh, I'm sorry, no, that's completely wrong, but I